The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So my entire premise in bringing up the John Gruden to the Jets thing was based upon the fact that I didn't think there'd be a lot of owners, a combination of two things. I didn't think there'd be a lot of owners that would want to get in with that situation because of how it was looked at the time. And Roger Goodell, some of the stuff that Phil Simms told us at 8 o'clock about, I don't know if he's going to be welcomed with open arms and the NFL's going to give their opinion on that and all those things. So it would take an owner who really was like, I don't care. This is the guy I want. I need a seismic change in my organization, and John Gruden's the guy to do that. That, coupled with John being so desperate because of that, that he would take any job. And if one owner came along and was like, listen, my situation sucks, but you're the guy to do it, and they were the only organization offering him a job, that's how he would get to the Jets. But Rich Gannon said that if it's the right situation, John wants to get back in. So if that is the case, the Jets ain't it, because they are not the right situation. So that makes me think that John isn't going to take any old job out there that is offered to him. Now, maybe we get to a point where no other owners offer him a job and Woody Johnson is the one to have the stones to do it, and that happens. But it sounded like to me that John Gruden may, if the Jets were the only job available, take a year off, get another year away from the scandal, another hiring cycle to get a better job than what the Jets situation is.
I would just say that his personality, you know, it seems to me like it would be like Rex Ryan comes to the Jets.
I agree with that. I mean, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is now the ability. I agree with all that. Be perfect.
Yes.
But now I thought that because no real candidate is going to want this job, did you have to think outside the box?
I could see him reuniting with Derek Carr in New Orleans. I could see him quite possibly getting a call by Shad Khan from the Jaguars. I could see the Jets, the Jaguars, and the Saints going after him. I don't see Jerry Jones going after him. I don't see the Bears going after him. I could see the Bears going after Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah. But if there's multiple...
I'm telling you, Deion Sanders is going to be in the mix somewhere.
But if there's
it's like Jerry said,
yeah,
like 3 months ago.
Yeah, so if there are multiple teams offering John Gruden a job, he's not saying yes to the Jets. He's just not.
May come down to money. And also, it's a like, you know, like, I know that it's a tough job. I know that. I lived it. I lived through it for 3 years, and I know how difficult it is on everybody for different reasons. I had a different ownership group back then and three different coaches in 3 years, and a GM that ended up passing away in the middle of all of it.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of upheaval around the team, just like there is now. So I kind of know what this is all about and what's going on. And you just can't bring in just another coordinator somewhere.
No.
To try to fix this, like a guy like Ben Johnson, who is going to be picky and choosy about what job he wants, if in fact he wants a job. You know, does he want to leave Detroit? You know, how Phil was just talking about, you know, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, Pasty, Spagnuolo, whatever the hell he wants to stay.
Yeah, you know, I would, when you say came down to money, I mean, with Woody Johnson and everything he's poured into this season and it blowing up, I mean, would he be willing to do it again but pay a head coach this time?
Well, I know one thing. The Raiders gave him a 10-year, $100 million contract, you know, to get him out of the ESPN booth.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they wanted to do that is that they wanted to have, you know, some action going into Las Vegas, and they wanted to have some excitement, and they wanted to build it around the coach and the coach that had been attached to the Raiders previously. I could see the Jets end up feeling the same way. It feels like they need something that is going to get them out of this malaise that they're in now, where it looks like all these players are playing individually as opposed to collectively. And as both Phil and Rich have pointed out, and I have pointed this out too, that this offense is a mess. And there are way too many mistakes. And whether the quarterback fits the offense or the coaches are putting out the right thing and teaching the players the right things to do, and then Aaron talking about how they have to practice harder and be more engaged. I mean, like, you know, it's a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that Aaron's going to retire and this is going to be it. But, I wonder if that idea is floated. Like, hey, you want John Gruden and his offense in here to give it one more shot? You know, a guy who has actually successfully run NFL offenses at the highest level on his resume, as opposed to, you know, the jockey, you know, he's like Lafitte Pink Eye, Nathaniel Hackett.
Lafitte Pink Eye.
He's a jockey. Like, that's what Nathaniel Hackett is. Like, he just jumped on
Steve
Aaron
Coffin.
Yeah, right. He just jumped on, Bailey is another one, right? There's a million of them.
Yes.
So he just jumped on the back of Aaron Rodgers and rode him to the finish line at the Kentucky Derby. You know, a couple of years. Or Todd Downing, who's just a guy in the coaching blender. And John Gruden's different. John Gruden's not going to have these issues with coaching, with the protections and the this and the that. So, maybe Aaron is inspired by that. If Woody Johnson would like Aaron to give it one more year. But I think Aaron's done after this year. The world is telling him to do something else, you know?
Make America healthy again.
I mean, honestly, the world is speaking to him and telling him that, and this is the way he thinks, that the NFL's not it for him anymore, and he's got a bigger purpose in this world to use his celebrity.
Secretary of Hiawaska.
Yeah, there you go. I cannot wait for the new Doge merchandise that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to be selling.
Yeah, and Doge, not Doge coin,
right?
But Department of Governmental Efficiency?
Yes.
Doge. So, and he also, Elon started Doge coin, so there's like a lot of...
There's a lot of weird stuff going on. We all know that.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see what these two guys come up with. If I were a government employee, I'd be thinking, oh my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wild blueberries.
And if I were a governor, especially in this state, I'd keep my head down, keep my mouth shut.
Oh, you wouldn't reintroduce congestion pricing if you were the governor?
No, I wouldn't be doing that either.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Let's go to Steve down in Naples, Florida. What's up, Steve?
All right, guys. Love the show. I guess it's fun speculating about Gruden, but the answer's staring everyone in the face with no baggage. The Phoenix rising from the ashes, just like Trump. It's Rex. It has to be Rex. We have to go full MAGA. Bring back Rex. Change the name of the Jets to the New Jersey Jets.
And by the way, that's exactly what the Raiders did with Gruden. They went back and got him out of the booth and brought him back.
Right. And he was, you remember, John Gruden, of course, ends up beating his former team in the Super Bowl as the head coach of the Buccaneers. Rex had that incredible run, and it was years and years and years ago now.
Oh, it was fun.
And it was as great as it gets, but to try to recreate that, I think, is damn near impossible. And just think about the end where he just got swallowed up by everything, and it started with Tim Tebow, then it went to John Idzik, and then he was gone.
Again, but not all his fault.
I mean, he went to Buffalo and failed
there. That felt like that was a money grab for that whole thing. But I think that, you know, he went to two AFC Championship games with Mark Sanchez as his quarterback. He brought in Bart Scott immediately when he came over from Baltimore, and that defense, they were awesome. They were awesome. And there is something about, you know, the way Rex teaches or preaches to his players and stands up in front of his team. And I hear him on ESPN talking about having somebody with a Jet culture behind them and somebody who really cares about being the Jet coach and the Jet GM and who bleeds green. I hear all of that stuff, and that there is something to be said about that. And I think it's one of the reasons why the Raiders did what the Raiders did with John Gruden.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I just don't think you can. I don't think you can recapture what happened in 2009 and 2010. And I just don't know. I don't know. I just, it's,
you know,
it's
he's
a
not,
lot
he's
to
like,
ask,
I
man.
Mean, like, Fat Rex was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the great moments in the history of the franchise. There's no debating that.
Let's go get a goddamn snack, I ain't kissing anybody's ranks.
I mean, it was great. It was exactly what they needed at the time. But, I mean, I just, to think that you can do that again, you know, 15, 16 years later is kind of nuts.
This is a huge, tough job because there is a sentiment of same old Jets. We've all been through it. We've said it 1,000 times.
We got to expect to win. And I think that's the biggest thing that we talk about as far as the culture of the team, that we got to expect to win. And
there you go.
That was it. All the expectation has been gone for a long time. Victor in Harlem, what's going on, Victor?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. Boomer, been listening to you since I was growing up as a kid. So big fan. Thank you. I just wanted to ask, you know, it's been a while since Gruden's been coach of the league, and you see the new game plan, new layout of the NFL, younger coaches. It seems like there's more player coaches nowadays. Now, I don't really know how Gruden is as a coach, but from what I've seen, he kind of seems more of a hard-ass, old-school type of guy. And I feel like we've seen a transition, whether it's Belichick. I mean, I don't think Coughlin would necessarily have the same success with the players nowadays. I just wanted to see if you think his style of coaching would still work in today's NFL.
Oh, yeah, 100% it would. And, you know, he's still very involved. He still, as Rich Gannon just told you, down in his offices down in Tampa, he's still looking at tape. He's, you know, watching teams. I'm sure there are teams that have called him just to look at some of their tape to see if he sees anything that they could be doing better. I know there's a lot of that stuff that goes on with ex-coaches. But, the thing about it is John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid, your three best coaches in the NFL. Think about that. They've been around for a long, long time. And Tomlin and Harbaugh are going to go at it again this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you know, it is really about developing relationships and communication. There's no question about it. But also laying down a level of expectation that everybody has to, you know, attain. And I think that's who John Gruden is. I think he is a tough SOB, But the players love him. He's pretty funny. You know, he brought Frank Caliendo into their meeting rooms, and Frank Caliendo came in imitating John Gruden.
Yeah. Yeah, it was right. I mean, he can laugh at himself, and as Rich Gannon said, players loved him.
Yes.
I mean, so I think, yes, he can come across as a little bit crass and in your face and old school, and he's got that eyebrow up and staring at you, but I think that players also respect that from a guy who has shown that he can win.
And his emails between he and his buddy Bruce Allen were exposed, due in large part, at least this is what Rich Gannon said. I didn't even think about it this way, but it is something to be taking into account to deflect away from the ownership of Dan Snyder.
Yeah, which of course ended up deteriorating just soon after that.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.